Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You never want to have suspicious minds. That's not good. And, of course, when we talk to Howard Eskin, we never have a suspicious mind as we go from one king to the next. Howard Eskin brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Catch all the playoff action at FWAT. Dine in or take out with the region's best game day food. Now hiring, by the way, for management and entry-level positions. Go to FWAT.com for more information. That's FWOT. FWAT.com. By the way, I've had FWAT for many, many playoff weekends through the years. It really does make great food. I take out and sit there and watch the games. This Sunday would be a great one for that. Let's talk to the King, Howard Eskin. How you doing, King?
Oh, I'm great, but I don't have suspicious minds. I'm absolutely locked in that I'm not suspicious that your feet are full of BS.
Don't talk to Richie. Already... Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't talk to Richie that way. That's not appropriate.
I'm addressing you, you nitwit. And then the other thing, FWAT's hiring. Joe, you need a job.
Hey, all right? Listen, all I do is spit truth and wisdom, Howard. Right here. Yeah. Right here.
Well, you spit a lot of stuff, but I don't know if it's the truth and wisdom.
All right, Howard, let me ask you a question. Let's start with the Eagles. Jeez, Louise. Let's start with the Eagles, and we'll branch out from there. You're unbelievable.
I know.
Howard, I'm going to give you – yeah, that wasn't a compliment. Let me give you two scenarios. Tell me which one you endorse. Scenario one for the Eagles with the quarterback situation this offseason is as simple as just stick with Jalen Hurts. Scenario two is explore other possibilities this offseason. Which do you endorse?
Two.
I agree. Why?
Because nobody – well, there are fans out there, and there may be some Eagles people, but I know there's questions. They endorse Jalen Hurts because there's not a lot of options, very few options that would be good for them. So they endorsed him when Nick Sirianni and Howie Rosen spoke. I get all that. And he's almost assuredly the quarterback that starts game one for the Eagles next season. However, when you think about the next level, and that's what we always think about. I mean, it's great to get in the playoffs. It's great to win maybe a game or two in the playoffs, but I don't know that Jalen Hurts, and I have real questions, that he can take you to the level that you need to be what we were as people, excitement of 2017 into the Super Bowl 2018. I just don't think that's the guy. So I think you have to explore other options, but there's only one I would explore. You know, here's where the BS comes in with you, Joe. You don't really believe that they're going to give everything for a quarterback for 3 or 4 years. So, but that's all right. I mean, that's what you do, and I get it.
Look.
He ain't coming here, Joe.
I don't think he's coming here either. Let me, Howard, ask you this. What, in your opinion, you've been around the Eagles for years. What would it take for the Eagles – to choose to take on the Deshaun Watson situation? Is it full exoneration? Is it that there's a civil suit and he pays some people and then comes out with a press conference and admits things he did wrong and says, I will be better? Like, what do you think? Because the Giants owner came out very clearly yesterday and said, we, the New York Giants, will not acquire Deshaun Watson. What do you think the Eagles would need in order to say, you know what, we might acquire Deshaun Watson?
Well, they're not going to acquire him because their picks are too high to give up for him. And so they'll live with Daniel Jones another year and then go that direction. But I think the Eagles, if Howie Roseman's doing his job, has to look, forget about Russell Wilson, forget about Aaron Rodgers. If you get Deshaun Watson, part of the problem with the four women that won't settle on the civil suit and take the money, 18 of them did and four of them won't, because Deshaun Watson wants to say that he was not responsible or culpable for anything. Well, you know, you can't. And then the women say, well, you know, what does that make us look like? So the truth will always set you free. If Roger Clemens had admitted the truth, I think he'd have a better shot to get in the Hall of Fame. Now, I'm just using that as an example.
I agree with you on that.
The truth will always set you free. Hey, listen, I understand I was wrong. I got to move forward. He's the quarterback for the next 10 years, and he's no worse than the seventh best quarterback in the league. That is, I think, the best option. Not for three number ones. Maybe you give up two and a number one 2 years from now. You mix and match. I don't know that you go that direction, but I don't think Miami has a lot of options. So I think there's a chance you can get him for less. And you know what? Does he want to sit out another year of football? I don't think so. So he can whine. Right. Well, I don't want to go there. And I went, well, where do you want to go? You want to go to Europe? I mean, where do you want to go? You want to play in that new league that nobody's going to watch?
Right.
I mean, where do you want to go?
USFL. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Whatever. USFL. I remember USFL back then is going to be better than what it is now.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they had real players back then.
I know. And so I think there would be a chance. He's going to be suspended regardless of what happens with the suits. Probably, I'm guessing, 4 games is a good number. You live with that. I think you live with that, and you hope your backup quarterback, which is obviously, I think, going to be Gardner Minshew, and you live with that. And that's the option that I would investigate if it doesn't cost too much, because I think then you really, really have a chance down the line to be the next championship team in Philadelphia. I mean, I could quarterback and probably have a better chance with everything going on with the teams in Philadelphia, have the best chance to be a championship team in Philadelphia.
So you say the backup quarterback is Gardner Minshew. Do you feel as though it's impossible to keep Jalen Hurts if they do?
I think at that point.
Drafted him to be a backup, they've said.
Yeah, but that's a tough ask.
Well, but here's the thing you got to understand. He won't be here. His value is not going to get better if he sits as a backup.
Yeah.
You kind of try to work out a deal. Maybe you get a late second round or a third round pick. I don't think you're going to get anything better than that. But a team that's got no quarterbacks would take a shot. And if you're going to get Watson before the start of next season, then you got to move on from Hurts to try to get the best value you can. Again, this is all ifs and it's hypotheticals, which, you know, we always deal in. I don't like to deal in them, but I'm just thinking about what Watson could be down the line for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he'd have to straighten his rear end out too. No more of that nonsense that he got involved in.
To say the least,
and I think he would. Yeah, I think he would.
What could the Eagles expect to get back for a Fletcher Cox trade?
If you get a fourth round pick, I think you're dancing. The problem is you're still stuck with a lot of that money.
Yeah.
So,
but you can dump it into 2023. I understand.
Yeah, which is what they do a lot of times anyway. It's not hard to trade him. It's hard to get what the fans and what you guys think you should get. I don't think you get a third round pick for him because he's at the end of his career. Third round picks usually play, if you guess, 4 to 8 years, probably with a team. Fletcher Cox is not going to play 4 to 8 years. You're looking at the future. Unless you get a team that's on the verge and you hope to get 1 or 2 more years out of Fletcher Cox. I think there's only a 50-50 chance that he won't be here because I don't think it's that easy to get what you want. But obviously they looked at it once and they'll look at it again.
So you've been very critical of Joel Embiid. How do you feel about him now?
Here's what, John, you're getting a little overboard here. If you tell me there's not five other players in the league that you wouldn't take over Joel Embiid, you're on drugs, all right? Because you can go right.
I don't know, Howard. He might be up to number three or so at this point.
He was the MVP runner-up last season, and he's better.
No, he's scoring more. And he is a really good player. I want nobody to misconstrue what I'm saying.
Yep.
He's a really, really good player. However, they They got a bunch of slap, you know what, on that team. Who's going to score?
Well, it's awful.
So he had 32 shots a couple of games ago. Who's going to score? So if they actually had another player, he wouldn't be scoring all these points. Here is my problem. I got two issues with Joel Embiid. It's not a center's league anymore. It's a small lineups, guards. Wouldn't you take Devin Booker over Joel Embiid?
No.
Oh, you're out of your mind. Devin Booker, if he wasn't on Phoenix, he'd be in the top three.
He's a great player, but Devin Booker's a 9 through 15 guy. He's not.
Okay, I would take Giannis. I would take Durant. I would take Luka Doncic.
No.
I would take Jokic. Jokic is the best passing center. He almost had a triple-double with 40 points the other night. It's amazing how good this guy is, but he plays in the middle of the country, and nobody really sees him or gets that.
And nobody cares about Denver.
Right, that's exactly right. Yeah. So in the end, and he's an agile, and we don't know.
He also doesn't reach the highlight reels as much as others because great passes and nifty post moves are not featured on SportsCenter as much as great dunks.
And that's the problem. So I really think, Jokic is a stud. But
Howard, let me ask you a simple question. Has Joel Embiid exceeded your expectations?
No, I he's always been a scorer. He turns the ball over too much. That's my other issue. When he gets the ball, you double him. I wouldn't double him at the three-point line. But anything inside that, you double him. What was the game they lost?
But he's
the other
showing
night
now
to the Clippers.
That he's finding the open man when he's doubled in a way that he never did.
Howard, you've seen the movie The Shawshank Redemption, right?
Yep.
Remember in that scene in the cell when he calls them? I actually might not have been in the cell, but he calls the warden obtuse. He says, "You're being obtuse." It's another way for saying you're being a stubborn mule. You're being a little stubborn.
Here's we haven't even looked at the major issue. How long does he last?
The major issue is you're obtuse.
No, the major issue is how long does he last?
Let me ask you one other question. If you were a voter for the Baseball Hall of Fame, would you have voted for Bonds and Clemens?
Absolutely not. Now they were Hall of Famers before, but you can't be. Again, the truth will set you free. And people like Andy Pettit used it. But he's not a Hall of Famer.
No.
But the thing is, if they were nicer people, like A-Rod might have a shot because now he's kissing everybody's rear end.
Yes,
but he shouldn't get. He's a fraud. He is a total fraud. And he used it probably most of his career. So, coming out of Miami, you can get whatever you want down there. But now I would not. Absolutely. Clemens only had 198 wins before that trainer said he was shooting him up. So he wasn't really – Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer, but he was so –
How those two handled it in the aftermath did hurt their candidacy.
And here's the other thing I'm mad at. He ruined the best record in professional sports.
I agree with you on that.
The all-time home run.
I agree with
you. Ruined it.
He did ruin it.
So, no. And then Jimmy Rollins, I don't think is a Hall of Famer. I'm shocked that his vote was as low as it was.
Yeah.
But, again, it's just – I think he's a really good player. But people get a little carried away because we're so close to it. But obviously other people see it a different way. But I wouldn't have voted for those two guys.
Gotcha.
Not a chance.
Howard, have a great rest of the week, man. We'll hear you on Saturday and look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thank you. And can you wake up Daryl Morey and take him out of his sleep understands?
Just remember, Howard, when you next look in a mirror, just say to yourself, I, Howard Askin, am obtuse. Am obtuse. Thank you, King.
Don't use words you don't know how to spell.
See you, King. There he is. All right, Howard Askin, compared to the warden in Shawshank. 215-592-9494. I think Seltzer missed that whole exchange. He was having a conversation.
I did
there.
Miss it.
Yeah.
Love a good Bob Gunton shout out. That's the actor.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, you guys hear me talking all the time about how much I love to take a hot bath. Took one yesterday. And, of course, there's nothing better than knowing that with a parts and labor plan from PGW, when you need hot water, it's right there for you. You've got hot water. PGW's parts and labor plan is great protection for your natural gas heater and other natural gas appliances. And, of course, when your appliances run efficiently, that's a win for you. It means you spend less money and keep more money in your pocket. There are plenty of plans to choose from, and there's never been a better time to sign up. Plus, It's so easy to do. Go to pgwplp.com, that website, pgwplp.com, and choose the plan that's right for you. Pleased to meet you. What a song. Joe DeCameron, John Rich, 94 WIP. So, a lot of conversation today. LeBron in town, his greatness. I still think he's the best player in the world. You can weigh in on that on the phone lines, or when I say the world, I'm talking the NBA, or on the Twitter poll question of the day, is LeBron James still the best player in the NBA? A, yes, B, no. It seemed like it became fashionable a couple months ago to start acting like LeBron's not still the best. I don't know why people felt that way, and I don't know why they would feel that way today. He's still the best. It's getting closer. Steph's getting closer. Joel is getting closer. But I think LeBron is still number one. You can weigh in on that. Also, a lot of conversation today centered around the quarterback situation for the Eagles, Aaron Rodgers. Howard with some interesting stuff there on Deshaun Watson, thinking that he's the player that would be the best option for the Eagles amongst the star quarterbacks potentially available. Obviously, a very complicated situation, but Howard with some compelling thoughts on that. Also, speaking of quarterback, one other thing I want to throw out there.
You know what just occurred to me?
What?
I think that your opinion on LeBron is in some small part based on fantasy basketball.
No, John. I mean, I'm only
it's fantasy basketball.
I'm only aware of what he's been doing lately because I'm paying more attention to the Lakers than I normally do because I have him on my team.
I know,
John. He
has been
ripping
incredible.
Through the lake. Just watch him tonight.
All right,
just watch
fantasy
him.
Basketball yeah. and real basketball. They're not the same.
But
thing.
You know what he still does better than anybody, and better than Steph, better than Embiid. You know what he still does? He controls the game, independent of stats. The
sure.
whole flow of the game.
Yes.
The whole flow.
And you know we
goes
are seeing
him.
Joel do the same.
He's
thing.
Doing a lot more of that than he used to.
A lot more.
I agree with you on that.
He's out there
yeah.
directing every other Sixer on the court.
It's been amazing. His growth
yeah.
has been great. By the way, speaking of the opposite
but I'm saying,
of growth,
you it's not going to stop. Like
yeah.
the growth is exponential.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying,
and I don't see it stopping anytime soon.
I'm just saying he's not past LeBron yet. That's all I'm saying. Hey, so the opposite of growth would be what? Regression.
Yep.
Non-growth, stunted growth that then goes backwards. So tell me what. This is a segue into Carson Wentz, by the way. tell me what, in your opinion, this was a couple days ago. We hadn't talked about this. What do you think Carson Wentz should think? Of course, he might be so oblivious to the whole thing. And maybe Frank Reich keeps him in a bubble and protects him. But what do you think Carson Wentz should think when his owner, Jim Irsay, tweeted what he tweeted the other day? So I want to read you a Jim Irsay tweet after watching the playoff games the other day. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, tweeted, "You can see clear as day in the final eight NFL team playoffs, you need a quarterback and offense who can score 30 or more in regulation and a defense that can hold an opponent under 30. Now, again, Carson might be
oh.
such a bumpkin, he might not get the message. But what should
– ooh, buddy.
Mean, when the owner puts it on Twitter, and he doesn't only say, like, you need a quarterback, you can do that in offense. He says you can see it, quote, clear as day.
Joe, let me translate that tweet for you into another phrase.
Yep. Carson Wentz is horrible.
Yeah, and the owner knows it. It's amazing that Jim Irsay feels as combative, it seems, as he does
well,
against his quarterback.
Yeah. He's mad,
is
man.
This,
he's
mad.
He's mad.
He mad. He's mad.
Yeah.
You also got to remember,
he seems to think this is the best way to motivate Carson Wentz.
I don't think so. You know what it is, Sean?
I think he's done with
no,
him.
No, he's done with him.
Like.
Here's what it is. This is what it is. This is obviously a hot-tempered, hot-headed owner. And you got to remember, these owners, to own a sports team, to have billions of dollars, you had to be, I don't want to say ruthless, but you had to have, in most instances, sort of a get-out-of-my-way tendency in business that helps you become a billionaire. And you're just moving through guys. And what Jim Irsay is, he's a billionaire that has no time for the fact that this quarterback has slowed down his franchise. I mean, it's pretty
Look,
amazing that he put that
saying,
out there.
You're saying he's moved on?
I'm saying he wants to move on, and he will if he can reasonably.
First of all, no one's going to trade.
There's
for
no
Carson
way Carson's Wentz. The quarterback in 2023. He might get one more year because of a contract.
He's got the out. He's got Irsay has the out in 2023. He doesn't have the out for 2022.
I understand that.
So
I understand
you
that.
Like you would think Irsay is trying to get a message across.
Not
I don't
like
think
that.
It's going to work like
it's
this.
It's not like that. I don't think.
Why?
because it's
he's
just
going to be his quarterback.
Because
this
some owners,
that, right?
Some owners just let it rip. It's not about a purpose for a message. And I'm trying to. You might be right. He might be trying to convince the athlete. What I'm telling you is, I think it's just an owner that's just a billionaire dude that can go to Twitter and state his opinion, and so he does. That's what I think it is. 215-592-9490.
$30 million cap hit for this.
Well, I think it's only 15 dead cap if they move on from him. So yeah, I mean, not great, but that is more manageable. Yeah.
It's not impossible. Let's go to Anthony in Doylestown right now. What's going on, Anthony?
Yeah, actually, hold on. Maybe he's trying to justify the move before he makes it.
And the Colts have more cap space than like anyone else
in
the league.
Or
one
of them.
They're up there.
It's
like them and a couple other teams.
This could be Ursay just putting it out there, like setting expectations for the Colts fan base. Like, look, it's $15 million. I know that's not great, but we can handle it. And this guy is not going to be able to get it done the way we need.
Look, here's my prediction. Regardless of what team Carson Wentz plays for, here's my prediction. And I'm not saying this is a slam dunk. It's just my instincts. Carson will be a starting quarterback in 2022 for a team that drafted a quarterback in the first round of the 2022 draft. It could be Washington. It could be the Giants. It could be the Colts. It could be any of these squads. He will be a placeholder for a team that is going to transition to a new quarterback.
So that means he's cut. That means he'll be
or traded. I mean, he could get traded to Washington. Washington doesn't really have a quarterback. Like, they might say, oh, we'll try Carson instead of Heineke, but we're going to draft this other guy.
Doesn't it seem ridiculous for any team to say, but we'll pay $30 million?
But you got to remember, man, I mean, the Heinekes and the Daniel Joneses, I mean, those fan bases are beaten down by bad quarterback play. And so
$30 million is not easy to work around. Like, that means you are stuck with him and you are paying him.
Well, what are you saying? He's
going to
be a backup?
Good.
You saying he's a backup?
No, I'm actually now thinking, like, Ursay is going to say bye-bye no matter what.
So what I'm asking you, what happens to Carson?
I think there's a chance he'll be cut.
I'm asking you, is he a backup or is he a starter?
I
mean, there's a chance he's a backup.
It'll be a competition thing where he's competing against someone with much less pedigree.
My point is he's going to be placeholder guy. He's going to be Sam Bradford here. He's placeholder guy for someone else in the future.
Yeah, maybe.
Anthony in Doylestown. Anthony, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Anthony.
Hey, listen. Hey, John. Hey, Joe. I wanted to, John, you had asked about the Jeopardy final, and I'll tell you what, it was really exciting. She was up $27,000 to $9,000 with only about a handful of questions left.
Wow.
And he hit the daily double and did a true daily double, so it brought it to $27,000 to like $17,000. They went into the final Jeopardy, and the question was something like, what is one of the 10 most populous states or countries that ends in an H? And he got Bangladesh, and she came up with a blank, and that's how he won.
Wow.
That's wild.
I tell you what, it was as exciting as the Bills game, the Bills Chiefs game. And I don't usually watch Jeopardy. I just been watching it because she's been on for so long.
Sure. Huh.
Well, it's also good for
The info.
It's also good for Jeopardy, which I want to see it stick around for years after Trebek's death to have someone get on a roll and bring attention to Jeopardy. I mean, that's good stuff.
Well, you know, this Jeopardy leads into my question about Aaron Rodgers. You know, I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's going to finish his career with the Packers. He's just doing all this gesturing. And you know what? He's got to repair his brand. I mean, he's really, in the last year or so, has made some off-the-wall comments that people have really been turned off
He just doesn't and really – he doesn't care, Anthony. I don't think he's interested in repairing his brand. He just is going to be who – it's like Jim Irsay. He's just going to be who he is. You can choose to like it or not. That is my sense of who Aaron Rodgers is as a person.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. He's almost become a villain in a lot of people's eyes, and it doesn't seem like it matters much.
Yeah, because there's been nothing by way of anything like an apology or a, hey, I've chosen to reconsider. He's just plowing ahead doing Aaron Rodgers stuff.
Yeah, and I just think that getting back to him and his brand, I just think that he's got to repair something.
Well,
and,
what'll be interesting is if he starts losing some endorsements, that double check thing, whatever that is, State Farm or whatever. You know, it'd be really interesting in a boardroom. Does State Farm reconsider on the basis of – because obviously his likability has gone down dramatically in the last 12 months. You know, now something like that theoretically could make him reconsider. But my guess is he's made so much money, he probably doesn't care about that either. That's just my guess. Anthony, something that makes you feel old, what do you have?
I'll tell you what, right? In 1975, I was a senior in high school. I thought the Flyers were going to win the Cup every year, and it's been 47 stinking years, so I really feel old.
You know, that's a great answer. I'll give you something, yeah. Anthony, really good answer, 47 years for the Flyers. So let me tell you something. I don't know the answer to this, but I think it is coming up. James, maybe this is something you can look up. I think it happens in about the next 15 to 20 years. This is going to be bad news for Flyers fans. Sometime in the next, I think it's around 15 to 20 years, the Flyers' name comes off the Stanley Cup. So the way the cup works, I think a lot of people know this. They put like the, you know, the new cup winners on, and they cycle it because this thing goes back about 100 years. They cycle off eventually the older cup winners. And I think it works in about a 65 to 70 year range of time. So sometime in the next whatever number of years, the Flyers, Bobby Clark, Bernie Parent, the Philadelphia Flyers, they're coming off the cup. Yeah. And if that happens and they haven't gotten back on the cup, I mean, it doesn't mean they didn't win the cup. Obviously, they won the cup. They won it twice. But, I mean, my God. If that happens and they're not still on the cup, it's really crazy. Let's go to let's talk to Matt right now on Delco. Matt, you're on WIP.
What's up, Joe? What's up, John?
Hi, Matt.
Hi. I would like to talk about Ben Simmons and, you know, wasting Joel Embiid's prime. You know, he doesn't have a big window with all these career injuries.
I think the window's a little bigger than you think, Matt. I mean, I could be wrong, but Embiid's playing in a way, not only from a dominant standpoint, but he's also playing pretty much every game now. I think it's 26 of the last 27.
I'm holding my breath on that.
You hold your breath because you're not sure.
Yeah.
But they might get five more great years from him. It's not impossible.
Well, he's definitely better now than he's ever been before.
Yes. So
that's a real
positive.
Well,
we need to improve this. We need to get rid of Ben Simmons. I think we should do that pretty soon.
I agree.
And I think that next Jake Paul card, you know, I want Ben Simmons and me going.
Wait, what about Jake Paul?
Oh.
Next Jake Paul card, me and Ben Simmons can go 12 rounds.
Yeah? You think you'd have a chance? I mean, he's got some reach.
He got some reach. He got some size, you know, but I got him. I'm from Delco. Come on.
Just sheer angry motivation. You've got him.
Man. 6'10", it don't matter. I'm taking him down in before 10 rounds.
He seems to be pretty well conditioned. I mean, you better get him early.
What in the world are we doing here? Matt, give me something that makes you feel old.
Makes me feel old? The original Karate Kid is older than Mr. Miyagi was in the movie.
Wow.
Hey-o.
All right, so I don't think that's accurate. So the Karate Kid was 1984. That is...
That can't be right.
38 years ago.
Yeah, he was definitely older than 38.
He's older than 38.
I'll look up how old he was.
Yeah. All right, so, John, the question came up yesterday about why, with the James Harden thing, why wouldn't the Sixers just trade for James Harden now? Why wouldn't Harden, if he wants out of Brooklyn, just force that now instead of the offseason? And I said, hey, let me look into it. So I found...
It's complicated.
Well, yeah.
The month, yeah.
Here's the deal. So, I mean, it's not impossible to trade for him now. It's just incredibly unlikely because James Harden is... he is incentivized if he gets to the end of this season and opts out of his contract with Brooklyn to then be able to sign a new contract as a free agent. I guess it wasn't just traded. I suppose there's the difference there. It's a whole. The NBA is just freaking weird. James Harden, if he opts out of his $47 million contract for next season, which he will do, he then would be eligible to sign a four-year deal for $223 million, which would make him the first player in NBA history to earn $60 million in a season. His final year of the new deal, he would be making $61.7 million.
Jeez.
So there's like this contract. Do you guys remember, and this really played a huge negative role in Philadelphia 76ers history, do you guys remember when the Sixers acquired Jimmy Butler? He was not eligible. The Sixers were not eligible to give him a contract extension upon acquiring him, they had to wait till the offseason. And, of course, in waiting till the offseason, they lost him. Now, whether they lost him because they didn't want him or they lost him because Jimmy Butler preferred Miami, I swear to God, I still don't know the answer to that. But the bottom line is they lost him. And the NBA just has some really, really weird rules. Let's go to Roy right now in Chester. Roy, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Roy.
Good. Hey, a quick compliment before I get to the Hall of Fame thing. John, yesterday I was listening to you after the Brooks retirement presser, and that insight and commentary you had with what that man's going through and kind of the inside baseball stuff about how you ask your body to do stuff. It's not responding more. That I really enjoy that. That stuff you do with that things you say and the inside – insight, that's really,
thanks,
anytime you can sprinkle that in, that's I really enjoy that. Thank you for that.
Well, no problem. I will try. I appreciate it.
And Joe.
Yes, sir.
There's with the bad weather coming in, I was wondering if the wrist board is unpacked, out, and ready to go.
You know, I don't have friends like that anymore, Roy. I swear to God. I mean, all my friends are married. They got kids. You know, when I was in my 20s, I would play Risk with my buddies. It was tremendous.
Yeah.
Bad weather or not, I got no one to play Risk with anymore.
Yeah.
You know, because you really do need, you really want four or five people for a game of Risk.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm, my friends just don't make themselves available for me anymore, Roy. It's very sad.
It is a little sad.
Yeah. It makes me, makes me feel old.
Well done.
Yes, nicely done.
Roy, what do you got on the Hall of Fame?
You guys were willing to vote for the PED guys, the cheaters.
I was willing to vote for them. I'm not crying for them that they didn't get in, but I would have voted them in.
Right. Where would you guys draw the line on what stops somebody from getting in then? I'm curious how if they're taking performance enhancing or steroids or whatever it might be, do they? Is that different from somebody like corking a bat or if they fail three?
I know it's a great question. It's like going down a rabbit hole on this issue. So I got a couple thoughts, Roy. One is, as I've said before, I'll say it again. To me, there's a certain degree of projection of whether a guy would have been a Hall of Famer without it. So if there's a player that I think would not have made the Hall of Fame without steroids or performance enhancers, but used them, I would not vote for that guy. Sammy Sosa, to me, is an example of that. So that's one example. As far as the quirk bat thing or a pitcher that's, you know, doctoring the ball.
Yeah.
I don't have an all-conclusive sweeping answer for you. It's really complicated. I honestly don't know. I know cheating matters. I think that people – I get a little frustrated when some people – I think James is an example of someone who acts like cheating doesn't matter. I just disagree with that.
It's not that it doesn't matter. It's that you – it's that the idea of parsing out who did and who didn't when there were a lot of people doing it. There are people in the Hall of Fame who did it. And then you go back to Greenies, and there's – it's like throughout the history of baseball. It's just like
– John, do you have an answer for Roy?
You have to accept it is my
– like what to you is over the line from a cheating standpoint?
No, and that's the problem. The problem is so many who did have – that's been overlooked, and so they're in.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, and it's a mess, and I hate that part of it.
Roy, what also complicates it is baseball, I think more than any sport, had a culture of cheating. I mean, I'm going back 80, 90 years. You know, the whole doctrine of the ball, the spit ball – you know, the nail filer on the ball. I mean,
right.
It was part of the culture of baseball. So that complicates it also. So my answer to you, honestly, is I don't have, like, this isn't like E equals MC squared and Einstein can boil it all down in one equation. I don't think there's an equation it all boils down to.
And, man, you can branch this out and say, hey, like, is Bill Belichick.
No, you can.
Are they going to hold it against Bill Belichick when his time comes?
Of course.
Right.
And
right.
He's eligible for Canton.
Manager stuff.
Yeah.
Roy, give me
something that makes you feel old. That was a fascinating question right there. What makes you feel old, Roy?
Geez, going to my kid's parent-teacher conference.
Sure.
Sure. Of course. There you go. The parent-teacher conference. John, I guess you've had some of them, right? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Are they, from a parent perspective, I mean, what is that like for you?
It's, it seems like it's not as necessary. Like, I have faith that my kids are doing a good job. You know, we stay on top of our schoolwork and stuff. A lot of that stuff's virtual now.
Well, I'm sure it is.
You know, like lately it's been virtual. It's a lot easier. I like this virtual thing.
Let me ask you a question. Are you more of a griller of the teacher type or more of a thank you to the teacher type?
Thank you, and I just listen and appreciate the work you're doing.
But if you didn't like the teacher, then...
Yeah, we haven't had that problem, really.
Okay,
2-1. That's good, yeah.
215-592-9494. Coming up, I'm looking at some odds here for the Eagles to acquire a certain quarterback, and they're in the top three. Top three odds to get a quarterback not named Jalen Hurts for next season. Which quarterback is that? Tell you next. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.